Hey girl, hey, welcome to this week's episode of an all new season of Taste of Taylor. It's the relaunch, baby. I'm Taylor Stricker, and I'm so thrilled and honored to be speaking with the fabulously talented, hysterically funny Jerry O'Connell for my virgin voyage into season two of Taste of Taylor. So in this episode, we deep dive into whether Bravo is responsible for saving marriages all over the world. We also talk about Kelly Dodd. Was she or was she not drunk? And the final verdict, is it really all about the pasta? Hey, boy, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Thank you.
It's so exciting to be here. Congrats with your relaunch.
Thank you,
this
darling.
This is such an honor.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm the first person on the moon.
It's like you're the first boy I ever kissed, which was weird, so we don't want to go there.
You're like when Sonia Morgan went through her rejuvenation surgery, I'm like the first person she's with after that to get right into a Bravo reference with you.
Well, I love the Bravo reference because all roads lead back to Bravo. We realize this, right? That's the way I live my life.
It's a real honor that I'm here because I'm in a show called Bravo's Play by Play.
Yes, and you are.
You know what? If I'm going to be in a show on Bravo about Bravo celebrities, I should come through here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're absolutely right. All roads from Bravo lead through your podcast.
I'll take it. I was the original play-by-play. Thanks for stealing my show.
Well, listen, you know, I do have social media, so a lot of people tweet at me hey man, this is my idea. We always talk about Bravo, and I understand a lot of people have been doing programming on Bravo for a while, and I can't disagree with you. I just think that, this did come from Andy Cohen and Michael Davies, who's Andy Cohen's boss on Watch What Happens Live. So, I can't disagree with you that a lot of people have been doing Bravo, Bravo-centric programming. But we are a little different in the sense that... you'll see. We're just a little different.
Okay, so it's going to be Mondays, 10, 9 Central.
Right after Orange County. That maybe is the most exciting thing. So,
honey, is that your favorite franchise? Can you even pick? I know it's like picking your favorite child or something.
I can pick my favorite franchise.
Okay.
I have to say, these days, Orange... I'll tell you, it fluctuates.
It does. It changes season.
Sometimes it's New York. Sometimes it's Orange County. Sometimes it's Atlanta. Right now, I would say it's Orange County because it seems to be firing on all cylinders. Oh. Kelly Dodd is an absolute star.
She is a gem of all sparkly precious stones.
She is a star. I do have to say, I'm really enjoying everything that Kelly's doing. And it is it is shenanigans referring to Emily's husband as a little bitch.
Oh my God.
Was maybe... I was laughing out loud. It was an LOL moment for me.
It was so amazing. So I actually took notes on the episode because I was just so into it. And I wanted to really get what she was saying verbatim. I'm like, if I can't find these notes, I'm going to flip my shit.
So when you get your notes...
I got it.
Okay. let's hear it.
I really wrote it out verbatim. So
you want me to do it in her voice? You want to do an imitation?
Is she your favorite person to imitate?
She's one of them. Yes. I do a lot of imitations.
So I'll read you the line and then you Kelly it back to me. Okay, so she's walking away, right? And he basically said, you're drunk? And then she spun around and said, I'm not drunk. And then he said, that's your normal behavior? And he went like this, ew, which was so awesome.
Right.
And then she said, you're a dork.
You're a dork, dude. You're a dork. You're a little bitch.
You're a loser.
Your husband's a little bitch. He's a loser.
You're a little
dork. And then Shane's like, this is your real behavior? Yeah.
That's even better.
Shane.
You're a little twerp. You're a little pussy. You're a little bitch to this little man. Does she think he's little?
Well, Kelly is a tall woman. I actually...
Is she? How tall is she?
One of the perks of working on Bravo's play-by-play on Mondays at 10 after Orange County is getting to meet the housewives. And I just spent the morning with Kelly Dodd.
So tell me what she's like. She's actually one of my favorites, / I'm kind of terrified of her.
First impressions is that she is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
A beautiful woman and fun. Quick with a smile. You know what? I'm no longer single and haven't been for many years, but the kind of lady I would love to go up to and talk to if I was at a bar and hopefully get. I mean, back in my day, it was getting digits. That's what you got. You know, these days, I guess you ask for people's handles on Instagram and just I'll DM you.
Okay. Oh, you weren't carrier pigeons? That's so weird.
Let me make a smoke signal for you over here, young lady. Just give me. Or you know what I used to do is I used to get people's names and then, like a stalker, call up information and
411.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Or sometimes go through a little thing they called the white pages.
What? Yeah. Paper? I used to have people beat me because I was a drug dealer.
I'd be like STSU Strecker, Strecker, Taylor Strecker got her. Here we go.
And then you call me and say, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, you quoted that. Oh, wait, I feel threatened. You're going to steal my job with that hey, girl, hey. Okay, so I have to ask you.
By the way, hey, girl, hey is your Good Morning Vietnam.
You got it. It's my Good Morning Vietnam. It's my hey now.
It's your hey now.
It is. And not really fair because other people say it. Now when anyone else says it, people are like, oh, they stole it from you. They did.
You know what I love to hear? I love to hear your old war stories from working at Sirius and the feuds you would get into with Covino and Rich.
Oh, shut your face.
And the feuds you would get into. It's so funny. You mentioned Opie and Anthony the other day, and it's really funny. You know,
I'm a naughty girl.
No, but I mean, you have a long like radio history. You've been a part of radio feuds.
Yeah, 12 years I was in at Sirius. 11 years. Yep, I'm a radio veteran.
You know, it just goes to show everyone listening that these things don't happen overnight. You know, you're not someone who just went to iTunes and started a podcast. Like, you've been working at this.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm really proud of you for doing your research, and I'm really appreciative, so thank you.
All right.
Okay,
hey, girl. Hey.
So, Jerry O'Connell, you're on this amazing show, Play by Play. You guys can check it out Mondays, 10, 9 Central on Bravo.
Sure.
So it's you and three of your guy friends.
Right. Three other people, Brendan Schaub, who's a UFC fighter, very, very handsome individual.
Very.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Are you single these days?
I'm actually taken by another Taylor who is a woman.
Oh, right. Yes.
Brain explosion.
Of course. No, not brain explosion.
It was for me. I was like, I'm gay? I did not know this about myself for 33 years.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you have been awoken. It's 2018.
I am awoken.
But Brendan Schaub, a lot of people find him to be very attractive. He was on Watch What Happens Live last night, and I was just going through some of the Twitter stuff. People were very, very excited about him.
Well, Taylor and I are, of course, looking for a sperm donor, so that could work.
Well, this guy is probably your guy. He's about 6'5", I'm going to say. Big boy.
Yes.
Former athlete. Really funny. And because he's sort of like, he's
kind
of like a bro.
That's such a good impression of him.
He's, it's really funny to hear this dude talk about, like, Vicky Gumbelson, man. Like, what's going on with her? Like, you know, I gotta tell you, like, hearing him break down sort of, like, her relationships and being like, you know, what's her deal? First she's falling for, like, you know, Dom with two N's, and then she's falling for Brooks, and we all know how that ended up, and now she's with this guy, Steve. I don't know. I just think her picker's off, bro.
I can't.
It's just, it really made me laugh being there. Then we have David Holmes, who's, you're too young to remember this, but
remember.
He was a VJ for MTV back when MTV played videos, and he's actually, I'm going to say he's probably the smartest of all of us.
How so?
He's an intellectual. He just knows. He did well on his SAT verbal. Let's just put it that way.
Do you know for a fact, or we could just tell?
I can just tell. I don't know for a fact. Please, nothing about Bravo Play by Play is based in facts. It's all based on opinions.
And feels.
And they're all someone else's. He's a writer for Esquire.com. He's just our smart. He's our smart friend. He's our brainy friend.
He pontificates. He takes it very seriously.
Yeah, and it's really fun to hear him, you know, be sort of like, he does, oh God, this is a terrible imitation I'm going to do, and he's going to hate me for doing this, but he is sort of like our,
oh my God, so
like
good.
Our intelligent voice on Bravo Play by Play, and it is really funny to hear him say, you know what, I'm really sick of Reza of Shaws of Sunset referring to all women, especially Gigi, as his bitches. I just don't like that. I wish he would stop using that term. Can we just ask him to stop saying, and... That really cracked me up. And then our third host is Michael Yeo, who is a famous entertainment reporter. I mean, he's been working for ET and all that stuff. He's got his own radio show at the aforementioned radio network that you mentioned earlier. Sirius, home of...
We call them the facility.
Home of Covino and Rich. He's so good looking and so fun and just so... It's just really fun to sit there and talk with these guys just about Bravo. It's so funny to me because the only people I've really talked to Bravo about before I did this show was my wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny how I came into Bravo and how it came into my life.
Well, this is my question is, when did you first fall in love with Bravo?
I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
There was an exact moment.
You can remember it, like any great love.
I remember my wife and I have a television in our bedroom.
Oh, I love people with TVs in their bedrooms. Yes.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, though.
You're not.
Yeah.
But I'm for it.
I think it actually hurts relationships if you...
It ruins your sex life.
Right.
But it makes television watching epic.
So not only do we have a television in our bedroom, we have the largest television in our house in our bedroom. And it's always on.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife, I guess a dozen years ago, started watching a little show called Real Housewives of Orange County.
Amazing.
And it was always sort of on, and I didn't watch it. Like any good husband, my wife controls the television.
Yes.
So it was on, and I didn't really watch it. Maybe I caught like little pieces of it. Maybe when, you know, Tamara was throwing drinks.
When she was getting Gretchen naked wasted? Because those are some of my favorite years.
Right. Like maybe I looked up then, but I didn't know characters' names. I just didn't know what was going on. Then New Jersey came around.
Are we talking season one with the table flip, or are we talking like...
Season one.
Okay, yeah.
I sort of watched the whole season in our bedroom. That's where my wife, like all the action that happens in our bedroom is coming from the Housewives. And that scene happened where Teresa Giudice got up and started referring to Daniel Staub from the book Cop Without a Badge as a prostitution whore.
You are an expert.
And was grabbing the table and was flipping it. And I remember getting, like, watching it and looking up and then getting out of bed and, like, walking closer to the television. And it all happened. And then I pointed at the TV and I said to my wife, "Who is that?" And my wife said, "That's Teresa. That's Trey." And I said, "What's going on here?" And she said, "Look, she wrote a book. She's in the book. And that girl is supposedly
a prostitute.
And she's a prostitution whore." And she got really upset about it. And I went, "Well, what's going on here?" My wife said, "This is like Housewives of New Jersey." And at that point, I was hooked. And then all the Atlantas came around. And then here we are, you know, with all the Dallases and, of course, the New Yorks.
Yep.
In our bedroom, instead of making love, my wife and I would just watch all of the Housewives and a lot of Below Decks. It runs pretty deep.
I heard that you were a Below Deck fan, which I appreciate so much. I think it is so underappreciated.
Sure.
Such a great show.
Well, it's great. Also, you know, my wife and I, we're not this busted in the sense that we only watch Bravo. We do sometimes watch other shows. We watched a little show called Downton Abbey because we're educated as fuck. Because that's how we roll in our house.
Nice.
We'll go from Teresa Giudice referring to Daniel Staub as a prostitution whore, right over to Michelle Dockery talking about the shenanigans of what's going on with the help downstairs.
Yes. But don't forget that.
But we watched Downton Abbey, and then Downton Abbey, of course, ended.
Yes.
And we were sort of like, there was a void in our lives. And you know what filled that void?
What?
Was Below Deck.
Below
Deck. Because it was it's
so
basically
similar to Downton Abbey. You were actually right.
It's the upstairs, downstairs. Yeah. It's the people who work for the people who are the haves.
You need another upstairs, downstairs.
It's our upstairs, downstairs. Except instead of like on Downton Abbey where like people are just like kissing passionately and then it like fades to black, you actually on Below Deck see people hooking up with those little, like, they didn't have night vision cameras in Downton Abbey days.
No, they did not. They did not. It just faded to black.
Yeah, it just like would be like
a gentleman.
Two people making out like next to a fireplace, and then that would be it.
Now we get to
see
all
the
nitty-gritty.
It all. Like, they didn't have people getting like wasted at some bar in Mykonos or in Ibiza.
Thank you for saying it properly.
Hannah.
Hannah is
going through a breakdown.
A drunken breakdown. Normally. Yeah, how did it come to be?
You know, I'll tell you like the long story and tell me when this gets too boring.
Never.
I realize I don't want to be boring on your first, on your virgin voyage here with
yes,
your podcast.
Yes, the relaunch, baby.
The rejuvenation relaunch.
It's vaginal rejuvenation of Taste of Taylor.
The rejuvenation. Yeah, it's got this whole new car smell in here.
Thank you.
You know how it really came about is about 10 years ago, I was doing a play here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Regis Philbin.
Okay, heard of him.
Everyone
know
remembers him.
Know him.
Had heart surgery, and they were looking for people to fill in while he was taking a leave of absence.
I so remember this.
And the booker for, at the time, Regis and Kelly.
Yep.
It was Regis and Kelly. Kelly and Regis.
Yeah,
it was Regis
his
and Kelly.
Name was first.
I knew her in L.A., and she called me up late one night and said, I need you to come in. Like, Neil Patrick Harris backed out. Like, he missed his flight or something. I need you to come in tomorrow. This is like 11 o'clock at night.
Damn.
I think I was at a bar. I said, sure. And I showed up. And I had known Kelly Ripa a little bit. And we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when he was on that sick leave, I filled in a bunch of times. Dozens of times.
Because you were magic.
You know, I just really enjoyed it. By the way, I interviewed, this is how long ago it was,
okay.
I interviewed the cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey there.
So like season one?
Season one.
No.
And it was so exciting. And, you know, I was on
and
there.
You were in it at that point.
I was watching it.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what was going on. You know, it was Kelly Ripa who said, you should keep doing this. You're good at it.
Yeah.
Regis left. Michael Strahan took over. Then Michael Strahan left.
Yeah.
And then I was really
I remember.
In it. You know, I was in
I
that
remember.
I was in the competition for that seat. You
I
know?
I was rooting for you.
And I got and you know what I got is I got a hunger to do it.
Yep.
I got a competitive, you know, it's funny, I wasn't interested. I was an actor, I wasn't interested. And then when someone said, hey, it's down to you and a couple of other guys, I became competitive about it.
Obsessed.
And not obsessed. I'm only obsessed about Bravo shows.
But
good I segue. Became competitive.
Yep.
And I did not win. I didn't get that job.
You was robbed, but
I
now
wasn't I was not robbed. Look, I understand. I completely understand why Ryan Seacrest got that job. I have no social media following. I know I should have probably told you about that before you booked me
get
on your
out
show.
Of, get out of my vaginal rejuvenation session now. This is intimate.
I have no social media following. I have no access to a famous reality show family that rhymes with
who,
rhymes with the Fardashians. I have no access to Kanye. I don't have a catchphrase at the end. Like, I don't say, O'Connell, out! I am not a professional broadcaster. I know.
To me, you are.
I know you can't tell that from your virgin voyage here, but it's not what I do. So I completely understand why I didn't get it, but I lost. I don't want to say I lost publicly, but, you know, a lot of times if I'd go to the supermarket, like, people would come up and go, you should have gotten that job.
That's how I feel.
And it's funny. It's,
do you like hearing it, or are you like, please stop saying this to
there's
me?
There's nothing you can do about it. I
right.
mean, it's so funny. For years before that, all I would hear is, hey, fat kid from Stand By Me. So it's like, no one ever comes up to you and goes, hey, man, you're doing really well. Like, no one comes up to you and goes, hey, man, you're doing really well. Like, congrats with everything. People
you're
come
right.
up and go, you should have. You lost to Ryan Seacrest, and you're not as talented. That's just how it goes.
No, that's what
life
Jerry
is terrible.
Hears. That's what Jerry hears.
You're a failure. How does it feel to be a failure?
You're number two, not number one.
I'm still very friendly with Kelly Ripa. She said, stay in this world, man.
Hey.
It's stay in this world.
It is your wheelhouse. You are such a guy, you know? You're this attractive, like very like
that's the Botox.
Who doesn't want to be married to Jerry O'Connell? You know? Who doesn't want to date him? Who doesn't
well,
have a crush
you could probably
on him?
Talk to my if my wife were on here, she'd probably say talk about my deficiencies. But
you also have the side of you where you're like every girl's best friend too. Like you can talk the talk with the ladies, but still very appealing.
You know, I really have my wife to thank for that because she got me hooked on that Bravo, man.
I believe the quote was the glue or the secret to our marriage is Bravo. It's the glue that keeps us together.
I did say that,
what
didn't
a quote.
I? You know what's funny is my wife and I will go out to dinner and we will talk about Gina K's divorce on Orange County for an entire meal.
Wait, Are you? I'm devastated for her. But did you think? Do you think she went into the show knowing that the divorce was coming?
Oh, she had to. She had to.
It's genius and very empowering move.
Listen,
in my opinion.
Listen, there's a couple of tropes in all these shows, and you know what? I'm so glad that I'm here to like really talk about this. One of the big tropes is go through a divorce, because next season Gina's going to start dating again.
You know it.
Meet some hot ass guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at Shannon. Shannon right now is going through that divorce, and you feel for her.
That date was awkward.
I don't know why she wore those shoes with obviously a broken ankle, I'm going to go with.
Right?
I mean, she walked in there like a zombie. I mean, it's just like, it's like, I was going to say Dr. Oz, but I meant to say Dr. Drew. I'm no like relationship specialist here, but like, don't like limp into a date.
No,
it's like your first date in 25 years.
That's your first impression too. Like he's going
to
think.
I mean, it's almost like Shannon wants to do things to fail so she can like not have to actually like have to kiss a dude at the end of the night or God forbid, go home and
get some.
Do it, you know? I mean, listen, if I was going on a first date after being divorced, I would have been sloshed. I would have said...
Oh, me too.
I would have said right off the bat, I got to get drunk. This has got to happen. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get a little wasted tonight because I'm just not used to this, and it's the only way I can endure it. I would have just said that right off the bat.
Just going to take a real quick break to talk about one of our awesome sponsors, Casper. I love Casper. So Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. They're unbelievable. I don't know if you know this, but girl, you spend one third of your life sleeping. So guess what? It better be comfortable and you better enjoy it. There's nothing worse than a bad mattress, and there's nothing better than an awesome mattress. Am I right or am I right? Oh God, bad mattresses are the worst. You like wake up and you're like, why do I feel like my butt is in my neck? Luckily, Casper is an amazing mattress that will give you an incredible night's sleep. You're going to wake up being like, that was delicious. So my girlfriend and I actually have a Casper mattress at her parents' house, and it's so... I actually am like, can we go home and visit your parents more so we can sleep on our Casper bed? It's so amazing. And it's not just me. They've got over 20,000 reviews and have an average of a 4.8 star review across Casper, Amazon, and Google. Okay? Casper is hands down becoming the internet's favorite mattress. And it's no wonder why. Okay, so it's comfortable. Also, I love this feature. It has a breathable design that helps you stay cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. I'm telling you, I suffer from hot leg syndrome. I haven't been diagnosed by a doctor, but it feels like it should be diagnosed by a doctor. You know when your legs get so hot and you're just like, fire! It doesn't happen in the Casper bed. Not for me, at least. And of course, you can't beat the price. It's affordable because guess what? Casper is cutting out the middleman and they sell directly to you, which is awesome. And I'm telling you, it's delivered right to your door in a like... this small, how do they do it size box. When I remember when I got our Casper mattress, I was so confused. I was like, is this a pillow? No, but then you open it up and you unroll it and it poofs up. It's like the Chia Pet of mattresses. It's friggin' amazing. So if you need a mattress, and you know you do, you deserve to be a person that wakes up and goes like, oh, I love my bed. I say give it a shot and you've got literally nothing to lose. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on a trial. So you can try it. Try it. Test it out. Do you like it? Great. Keep it. You will. Don't like it? No worries, because they have hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied, free shipping, and free returns in the U.S. and Canada. And I'm going to save you a little bit of money, too. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/TOT. You got to go to casper.com/TOT to get that $50 off towards select mattresses. Now, terms and conditions do apply, so check them out. How about this? I'm telling you, you're welcome. And now back to this riveting interview with the amazing Jerry O'Connell. So. This feels so good to talk like in Bravo speak. It's really a special language.
Well, then you're going to love Bravo play-by-play.
I know it, honey. This is what you guys do.
This is basically all we do.
So I have to ask, I know that your wife and you are bonded through Bravo, but have you ever not agreed on like getting team this or team that, and has it caused a rift in your relationship? Because for me, I've ended friendships if they're team somebody who's on the wrong side.
Wow, that's such a good question. Have we ever thought about something... we're both, you know, we both tend to have the same opinions about things. Isn't that crazy?
Thank God. That shows that you're a perfect match, because one of my best friends and I always have, like, the person she thinks is the worst is my favorite and vice versa. And right. It makes me question our friendship.
My wife and I are both Team Carol.
I'm also Team Carol.
Wow.
Woo! That was my next question. I was like, this is going to be the thing. So
not a lot of us out there.
My really good friend, Claudia, girl with no job, from The Morning Toast.
Sure, yeah.
I was on her show and vice versa. And we are not seeing eye to eye on,
right.
She's so Team Bethany.
No.
And I'm so, I mean, like, I can understand that perspective, but I am definitely Team Carol.
Carol and Bethany, the country has not been this divided since Sanjaya. Are you old enough to get that reference? Or am I, like,
I am
just an old man?
This way.
Is that an old reference? Does that really age me? Do I have to get out now?
No.
He has no social media following. He made a Sanjaya reference. Get him out of here.
Give him his walker and send him on his way.
On my virgin show. I can't believe I relaunched the broadcast. I knew I should have brought that British tabloid reporter who I talked about going to parties with.
Rob Schuler.
Yes, it was amazing. Oh my God, we went to the OK party. It was amazing. And then I did a tequila. And it was just incredible because Jill Zarin was there. Bethany doesn't show up anymore. Bethany doesn't come to those. It was such a good time. Yes. That's a pretty good imitation of him, isn't it?
It is fantastic. I think you need to team up with the Countess and do a cabaret of impersonations. I see this in your future.
I met the Countess. She looked beautiful.
Of course. She's not in the sauce anymore. It makes people look good.
She was, of course, wearing... Giovanni!
Wait. Talk about that for a second. Okay. Dorinda with the Giovanni.
Yeah.
I thought she was justified. No.
No, I was actually going to say something. I was going to say something kind of deep earlier, and I sort of lost my train of thought because we're just
going all over the place. Oh, God. Remember the OK party?
I was going to say... watching Dorinda this season on New York Housewives was, and I'm not alone in this, a little difficult at times.
Yes.
It's a little difficult at times. That said.
The worst was the Miami dinner. That was the hardest. Because
I would say the Cartagena late night discussion with Bethany when she was fishing her cigarettes off the floor. I'd say that was.
That was, you're right.
I'm not even sure that should have.
Made
been
it
on the
to
show.
Air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now that said, just last season, like with the clip stuff, Dorinda, it was still fun.
Yeah.
Okay. At times it got a little sad for me, you know?
Yeah.
It was a little too dark for
got
me.
A little real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It got a little real. Now that said, that's what makes these shows so great. It's not just, produced fluff.
No.
Fake fights, you know?
The Vanderpump cast, you know, people always are like, there's no way that's real. It's fucking real.
I mean, just James getting that cash bonus and then waving it around with everybody.
Well, you don't normally do that. That's how I always behave when I go
listen,
to the bank.
I know I'm from New York, so I have that sixth sense about me. But like whenever someone gives me cash, I hide it in my underwear. I tape it to my anus tightly.
Roll it up and stick it in the taint.
He did like everything you're not supposed to do with cash, like waving it around, like, look at me. See you next Tuesday, James Kennedy. He sounds a lot like your friend who was
Rob Schuler.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Love me some Vanderpump. Love the whole cast. They're all great. One is better than the next. I think they're so good looking. I think they're so fun. I don't dislike anyone. I'm going to go as far as to say as, of all Bravo shows,
yes.
Of everyone on Bravo, everyone. And I'll go all the Below Decks, all the Housewives, all the People's Couches, every Bravo show.
People's Couch, so good.
Male, female, whatever. The best looking Bravo celebrity.
Okay. Is?
And I've seen him in person.
Is?
James Kennedy. He is the hottest.
Mr. Pasta himself? Pasta.
It's not about the pasta layer! It's not about the pasta.
No, pasta.
He, I've seen him now in person twice. Okay. You know, I hang out at Tom Tom and Pump all the time.
So wait, your Tom Tom review was epic. Thank
so
you
for those who don't know, you can follow me on Yelp. I bet that's the first time you've ever heard someone say that on your podcast.
Go ahead, you can follow me on Yelp. I'm at Jerry O'Connell at Yelp.
We all went to Tom Tom.
Why?
Because we're doing the show Bravo Play by Play, which is on Mondays on Bravo, 10 p.m.
Yep.
And we said, hey, let's have a, like a here we go dinner. And where should we do it? Let's do it at Tom Tom. Their soft opening. And I wanted to see that ice, that crazy ice machine that they bought.
And?
It wasn't there. They got rid of the fucking ice machine. Like, I spent an entire season watching them buy that ice machine and install it. And then watch Lisa Vanderpump have to try all those frozen spoonful drinks.
Yes.
And the second I got there, I was like, where's that ice machine? And they were like, oh, it's not here. And I was like, what the hell? These shows are all fake. This is all fake.
I quit. I'm out of here.
We went there, and then I woke up the next morning in my haze, and I was like trying to piece together everything that happened. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write the best Yelp review ever for Tom Tom because I had such a fun night. And then I just found myself making jokes like, you know, to quote Dorinda, like, they made it nice.
You got to make it nice. Always got to make it nice.
I made a joke about how fast the service was, faster than Captain Lee can dock a boat. I just made a bunch of jokes. And, man, it just, I think comments by celebs reposted it. I don't know how they found it.
They did.
But they reposted it. Amazing, amazing story. I then A1 Kenneth Todd at a friend's wedding. And Ken Todd walked right up to me, and I was like, oh, gosh, what's this going to be about? You know, like, I think I said on Bitch Sesh that they should put me on, they should put my wife and I on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
They should.
I'm begging my wife to do it. Listen, you gotta, when my wife comes here and sits down with you,
Rebecca,
you can talk to her about doing it.
I'll talk her into it. I'm very persuasive and manipulative.
But I want to go. I mean, I fully want to. I want my kids it and everything.
Which husband would you be the most like on Beverly Hills? Because, you know, I mean, they're an entirely separate show themselves.
I'd probably be a lot like Shane in Orange County.
Shane.
I'm joking.
Please, God, no. I'm like, first of all, you got to give me a second. He's brand new. Oh, my God. Is he the worst or what? He's the worst, right?
You know what? I have to tell you. My first reaction to him was that he's a monster.
when he
got mad at Gina for making noise leaving the poker party.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, he's a new house husband in Orange County. Gina, who's a new housewife, was letting loose. She's going through a divorce. She got drunk. They had a party at their house.
Yeah.
And she was like a little, she's like from Long Island. And, you know, everything's fine with a divorce. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong. Everything's, oh God, I'm getting a divorce. Oh God, we split apart. What are you going to do? We moved to LA. Oh God. By the way, he, who we have not seen in the show.
Yeah.
Is a smoke show.
Is he?
Yes.
Wait, where did you see a picture? Give me a link.
Just go online and I can't spell her. I can't even pronounce her last name. Kirschinger, Kirsch, whatever. Gina K. Just look up her husband. They both met at Hofstra, a local university here in Long Island.
Oh my God, deep dive. You vortexed.
And it was pretty evident from the beginning that they were getting a divorce.
Yeah.
But anyway, Shane, the new house husband, yelled at her for drunkenly making noise in their house.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Like, a lot of times with these shows, I put myself in the position of not only the house husbands or the housewives. And I was like, if my wife had her friends over.
Would you ever?
I would never yell at them for getting drunk. I would encourage them to get drunk and party. Like, party.
Yes.
I'd want them to, like, let loose.
I want my kids to wake up and see you, like, fully clothed on my couch.
It was crazy.
Yes.
So that's when I first started to not like him. I'm going to like jump into this. Like, just brush up on a little bit of like just brush up on like some of the classics. Some of the I have never had multiple partners in my life. Just get on some on some classics, you know?
I got to ask you. Okay. Which Bravo celebrity do you think you will be the most starstruck by on your show when you meet?
I've met a lot of them now.
Okay. Have you been starstruck?
And I have to say,
if you say James Kennedy, I'm going to flip a table.
Seeing James Kennedy was, I was astonished at how
handsome,
smitten I was when I saw him.
Okay, I didn't know you were going to go there. Thank you.
James Kennedy was someone I was so ready, and I have, like, made fun of. Like, right, yeah, I'm a DJ. I hit play on my iPod. I come in Tuesday nights, and I hit play on my iPod, and I'm a big-time DJ. Right, coach a club, my father and his boy, George. And I'm a distant godson of George Michael. I don't know how much money I'm getting. I don't know. Right, la, la. Where's your fatty, fatty husband? He's a fatty, fatty. La, la. Like, he was someone who, like, he's easy to make fun of. He's always drunk. He's always smoking.
Yeah.
He just doesn't give a crap. Like, someone who's always smoking on camera, like, they just
don't
care, you know?
It's not even like,
hey, I'm going to go have a cigarette when the camera's not rolling. I mean, he just doesn't give a shit. And I got
to
say, when I saw him, I was
like, that handsome was very shocking.
I went to Tom Tom. Oh, man, I'm going to really drop some wisdom on you here. I went to Tom Tom with Captain Lee of Below Deck.
No, you didn't.
I swear to you, I did. I have the pictures to prove it. I'm going to give them to you, and you can put them on your website.
Thank you.
And James Kennedy walked in, and I became really flustered around him. I became speechless.
So the word would be starstruck. You were starstruck by James Kennedy.
I was starstruck. But I do have to say, I did meet Leanne Locken of Dallas.
So starstruck.
And I
worthy.
Thought she was really beautiful and really. I'm
what about those hands, though? What about those hands?
These hands.
These hands.
I did look at them.
And they're covered in blood.
They're just hands.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
You know, all of them. Erika Jane is gorgeous when you meet her.
She is.
And Lisa Ren is gorgeous.
And Erika is a star. Like, she carries herself like a star.
Yeah.
Because she deservedly so is.
Oh,
yes.
you know who was very attractive also in person?
Who?
This is going to be a little random. Teddy Mellencamp.
I'll take it. Totally. I can see it. Class
and,
act.
You know, when you're around her, you really take accountability for yourself.
Really?
You.
Interesting. I'm so bizarre. I wonder how that happens. I just want to take a quick break to talk about one of our fabulous sponsors for the brand new Taste of Taylor podcast. So if you're like me, then you know how hard it is to find the perfect bra that looks good, feels comfortable, and most importantly, that fits great. Back in the day, like, I was like buying cheap bras, or like I didn't like the fact that my bra size was my bra size. So I was just like getting like crappy ones. And I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. Like, a bad bra, ugh. Like, it makes your boobs look weird, and it makes you look heavier, truthfully, and so uncomfortable. So I'm telling you, I have a whole new respect for bras, and I am all about the good bra game. And well, that's how I stumbled across an amazing brand called Le Mystère, okay? So they're fantastic. They have a huge celebrity following for more than 20 years. Now I know why people love these bras, because they're incredible. They design the most beautiful lingerie, and it looks stylish, but it actually feels amazing. For me, that's the thing, is like, I used to look at underwear bras like, it's like there's lingerie and then there's like cozies, you know, and there's really no happy medium. But Le Mystère, they actually nail both. So it's like sexy and it's fashionable and it makes you feel feminine and good. But at the same time, it's like wearable and comfortable. That's what's up, girlfriends. Finally, I don't have to sacrifice sexy for fit. Also, having boobs is kind of amazing. Like, you know, whatever. I always complain about my weight gain. But the good part is I get these awesome boobs. But if I'm not like supporting them properly, they're like slob kebabs. So I definitely feel transformed when I wear my Le Mystère bra. This is very important too, and my big-chested sisters out there can understand. They also have sizes from A. I mean, in my lifetime, I've actually been like an A or a B, but they go all the way up to H, and I just love how they're accessible to everyone. They are sold to fine retailers like Bloomingdale's, Saks, Lord & Taylor, Dillard's, where you can actually have a one-on-one fitting with one of their brand ambassadors. But if you're crunched for time, like most of us are, you can actually schedule a Skype fitting with a certified bra fitter on their website, which is lemystere.com. Plus, the best part, 50 of our listeners can get a free Le Mystère cosmetic bag with their purchase. It's super cute, and I'm always needing a good cosmetic bag, girl, you know? So go to lemystere.com/gift and add the bag to your cart and add your other purchases, and then use promo code T-O-T to knock the price of the bag to zero. That's LEMYSTERE.com/gift and promo code T-O-T. Discover Les Mystères and discover you transformed. And now back to our episode with Jerry O'Connell.
And it's exciting to be a part of a show where I have an outlet where I can talk about it. I mean, it's so fun that now I watch an episode of Dallas and I'm actually like, if I come up with an idea, like, I don't know, something where Brandy has a pop-up clothing shop and I'm like, oh, hey, you know, wouldn't it be fun if me and, you know, me and the guys came up with a pop-up clothing shop and we did it right on the street. Like, you know, I get to like take notes when I watch these shows.
Isn't it
now.
Fun?
It's really fun. I mean, well, I guess it's something similar to your life. I mean, you like
you
talk
it.
About it all. I mean,
yeah.
Do you get bored coming to work ever?
No, never. I'm so excited to come talk shit every single day. Don't like hanging up early, but that's okay.
It's different for me, and it's really a lot of fun.
Well, Jerry, you're really so good at it, and your enthusiasm, genuine, authentic enthusiasm for all things Bravo is just contagious, I swear. And I feel like anybody who's listening to this set maybe isn't a huge Bravo person will be after this conversation.
It's just a way of life. It's really good, you know, and I'll tell you.
And it's relatable. You can relate to some point in any television show that is on Bravo.
I mean, I know you said Bravo is the glue that holds.
No, you said that.
My marriage together.
Do you have a Housewives tagline?
My Housewives tagline is always look out for number one and don't step in number two. That's a Rodney Dangerfield joke. Yeah, I guess that would be my tagline.
Oh my God, mine also has poo in it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I have no filter. So if you have a weak stomach, don't have a drink of me because I'll give you diarrhea. Do you like it? It's too long.
I'm so sorry. It is a little long. You only have a couple seconds of those things. You know, I just imagine yourself like taking two steps and turning around, like hands on the hips, and then maybe like showing off whatever dress you're wearing and smiling and just like moving your head back and forth. So it's a little long. And I don't know if I've heard the word diarrhea in any of the
Well, I heard
yet.
It a lot in Roni's season, whatever we are in 10 reunion. And the poops everywhere. All they did was talk about their diarrhea.
That was the first time I ever actually saw excrement on any of the Housewives shows is when they showed Ramona Skidmark on the floor of the Hotel from Hell in Cartagena.
With the poor guy standing in it.
Oh, God. And then the poor woman was scrubbing the mattress.
Luann's food.
By the way, I'll tell you the most disturbing thing is, so if someone shits in the bed, all they do is like scrub. They don't like throw the whole bed out.
They don't at least flip the mattress. I hope that was bleach.
Let me tell you something. Forget about bleach. I've never shit. Like, I know there's a term, shit the bed. I mean, if someone shits in a bed, don't you just throw the bed out?
I would hope so. Although my little sister had explosive diarrhea in my bed, and we actually kept the mattress. So having gone
was
been there,
kids,
done that.
Was it kid shit?
It was baby shit.
All right, so baby shit doesn't count. Like if it's Ramona shit.
No, Luann shit.
Was it Luann shit?
Yeah, but she was sober at that point, so it's probably pretty clean.
Oh, so that was Luann's bed.
Yes, Luann pooped the bed.
All right. Well, I didn't realize it was Luann shit. If it's Luann shit, then it's fine. I thought
royal.
It was Ramona shit.
It's royal shit. Okay. And the last thing before I let you go, I am a New York City girl. You see that? Tay?
Yeah, sure.
I like to throw my name into things.
Sure.
It's pretty cheesy. Blatant promotion. So I want you to share your seriously, not like your pretend, your most favorite thing, place to go to in New York City, because a lot of our listeners come to New York City and they kind of use me as their like travel agent, which is so 80s of them. And
first
I love
of all
it.
I don't know if you know this, but I grew up in Manhattan. I'm born and raised.
I did.
I grew up in a little village called Chelsea.
Ooh, that's a cool place to grow up.
Where do I really like? I'm in Chelsea. There's a old school Irish bar. Listen, a lot of cops and firemen hang out in there. It's called Peter McManus on 20th and 7th. It's a great bar, cheap drinks. They very stiff. Really, really good place. What's a really cool place to go to in Manhattan? Yeah, I'm going to go with Peter McManus. It's a super cool bar.
It's like a divey Irish pub.
Yeah.
I got to go there.
Yeah.
I have not been there. I'm going to go there.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And
you know what? A lot of funny people always go there because Upright Citizens Brigade or the old Upright Citizens Brigade is like down the street. So you always get like really like a fun mix of cops and like and funny comedians.
It's
a really cool place.
Add it to the roster. Thank you. Thank you. Jerry O'Connell, thank you for joining me on my virgin voyage.
What an honor to be here. Anytime, if you need me to call in.
Oh, my God.
If you need advice on anything.
Oh, my God. I can just come on every week.
I mean.
Supplies for my new co-host.
Listen, if you need anything, any insight, if you want me to tell you about any secret episodes from Bravo that I've seen a month ahead of time and then I can get in trouble with Bravo PR. No, but it really is such an honor to be here. You do great stuff. And
thank you, Jerry.
It was really an honor to be here.
I feel honored that you came on the show. And also, I'm so excited for Play by Play. You guys, it's a late night talk show on Bravo. And Jerry is hosting it with all of his delicious love for all things Bravo. Follow Jerry on Yelp.
And I just wanted to end with, bye, girl. Bye.
Bye, boy, bye. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Taste of Taylor. Also, guys, please, please subscribe, comment, and make sure to tell your friends about it, people. Come on, spread the love. And also, don't miss an all-new episode of the all-new season of Taste of Taylor every Wednesday, just through your podcast app. I'm telling people, like it, subscribe, comment, tell your friends.